starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast. When I decided to start this podcast, I made a pledge that I will be around to help and support young and new investors, keeping it simple and straight to the point. Now, I have been receiving a lot of DMs on Instagram, which I highly appreciate, of course, that tells me that I would probably need to focus on this episode on the very basics of investing, get back to the very roots of what one needs to consider even before making a first step into investing. Now, investing is highly practical. For every dollar that you put into works, that dollar will work for you while you sleep. And that dollar has much more value invested than if it was simply in your pocket in the form of cash. Why? Because cash will lose value over time due to inflation. And if there's terms that you don't understand, like inflation, please do research them on Google, very simply, and you will understand why cash will lose value over time. Whereas that dollar invested will gain in value over time, provided, of course, you have done the right choices with it. So you therefore will need to realize and understand the value of money before investing becomes an integral part of your life. And I did not understand that concept. I did not have it in mind only a few years ago. For me, cash was made to be spent on goods and services. The more cash I made, the more cash I spent. And it was gratifying, but certainly not making me happy, as I came to realize recently. So I will try and keep every term I use in this episode as simple as possible. To get ready to take your first step into investing, the very first thing you need to action today is to spend less than you earn. Very simple rule. By doing so, you will create wealth every single day and month moving forward. So as I am sure you understand, creating wealth means that you will have now cash available that you can use to build more cash with. How can you build more cash with what you have saved? Let's assume you create $100 of wealth this month. You are in fact $100 richer than you were the previous month because you spent less than the total income you received. How does one manage to spend less than they earn? By simply spending on the basic needs that one needs to survive, such as water, food that is of course fresh and filled with nutrients, a shelter or home that is clean, safe, and where you can sleep. Clothes, let's just take that as an example. Just ensure you have what you need and that you feel comfortable in them. Personally, I wear the same things every single day practically when I'm out of work, which eliminates decision making every morning and makes my life much more easier. So I have a few sets of everything, but just a few sets. There you actually covered your needs. Now understand that everything else is considered as nice to have or wants. This is what you will need to control, review and audit. Usually we spend more on the wants to look cool in front of others or to establish status in front of others. Cut that crap. That will not make you rich. I used to enjoy that and I never created a dime of wealth, which I bitterly regret today. So I started to save this way. I needed to save for a few months, which I am sure you can manage easily so that I could actually fund my brokerage account. You can open a brokerage account for free. You just need to fund it. Funding it means you need to put some money into it so you can start making your operations on the stock market. So funding it must be your very first objective. For that, you need to flip your lifestyle into wealth creation mode. So I managed to fund it, which was for me my very first victory. It took a few months, but it's okay. It's just a few months. Once it was funded and ready, I could make my first move on the stock market. You don't have to make your move immediately as well. I will suggest that you do some research first. Start researching the following terms. Research the word index. Just research it. Google it. Try and understand what's in there. If there's any terms you don't understand in that definition of index, research those terms too. Two, I would suggest that you, the S&P 500, which is the Standard and Poor 500, it is an index that regroups the 500 largest companies in the United States. So you could research that index as well. So if you so wish, you can buy that index. The symbol to buy this index on the stock market is SPY. Now, you must keep it simple when you start. As I already mentioned before, buying the S&P 500 means you're buying the market, because you're buying a group of 500 most powerful and richest companies in the United States. So that would be a nice and safe first move. This would be, I believe, then a good first step. But please, I'm not advising you directly of what to do with your money, right? You should always do your research and make your own choices. But this is what I did when I first started. So best is to buy buy when the markets are going down. Don't buy when you've seen that in the last 10-15 days, the market has been going up and up and up. Just be patient. So it allowed me then to follow the index, the news about that index, and it allowed me to do some further research about this index, understand the dynamics of the market. I was self-educating, building my knowledge and more knowledge of it. So I kept creating wealth through my savings, reinvesting them the same way, and it was not until I had built more knowledge through self-education and research that I started to invest in company stocks. So I evolved. You don't be in a rush to evolve. Be in a rush to know more and be in a rush to build more knowledge. So I still have plenty to learn, believe me, but you need to understand right away that it is through discipline, work, and a genuine will to become an investor that you have any chances of touching these dreams. So you can't ask someone to explain it all to you or to give you advice on which stocks to buy. This is a sign that you have no will to put in the work, and that is how you will fail, blaming everyone else but yourself. Do you really think that the idols you follow daily on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook have gotten where they are by asking around how? They figured out what worked for them and executed on it. That's how. And this is how you will make it, no other way. The most difficult part is to start. But once you did, investing in all of its forms is all you'll be thinking about. So in the meantime, I wish you well. And please don't hesitate. Get in touch through Instagram. Always happy to help. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and I really hope that it brings you some additional support on your own journey towards financial freedom. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to never miss an episode, and looking forward to your DM and follow on Instagram at New Investor Podcast. In the meantime, stay invested, be patient, and keep playing the long-term game.